ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Karvelas, host of Politics Now, the ABC's podcast unpacking the latest political news. Every week you'll hear me and the sharpest political minds at the ABC.
Because this has much, much higher stakes for the US and for us, frankly, than the conflict in the Middle East, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. This is World War III stuff. We're talking about China, the US, the two big superpowers.
So join me for Politics Now on the ABC Listen app.
Living in Australia, we're all pretty invested in the weather. So when the Bureau of Meteorology, yes, the bomb, changed its website, almost everyone had a view about it, and many people were not happy. But not only did it annoy users, including many farmers, the Bureau forgot to mention it cost close to $100 million to build it. Today, the ABC's lead rural reporter in Victoria, Justine Longmore, on the website debacle. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Justine, when I opened BOM's new website, I must say I was a little shocked because I found it a bit hard to navigate, although perhaps it's just that I don't like change. Like, I like things to stay the same, right? Like lots of people.
Yes, Sam. I think all of us, we don't like change, but in this case, it was a really big change, and it wasn't just about what it looked like, it was also how we use it, how we find the information on there.
So this website, this new website, was launched just over a month ago, and it was meant to be more accessible and easier to navigate. But, well, that's not what a lot of people found, was it?
So it was launched on the 22nd of October, and this was a day there was a fair bit of wild weather. There was storms in Victoria, extreme heat in New South Wales. And the Bureau of Meteorology said that this new website was modern and sleek.
It was quite outdated. So this refresh has been a long time in the making. And hopefully it'll bring our website into 2025, looking much more modern, much more sleek. And it's got a couple of new features too. But
when people started using it, that was certainly not what they were thinking. There was a massive backlash. Certainly where I work with the Victorian Country Hour, the rural team in Victoria, and we had so many people contact us just describing how bad it was.
1-800-977-222. You can tell us what you think of the new Bureau website. I've just scrolled a page of text messages to see if someone thinks it's good, but no one has.
Been using the website for a long time and the new one is a complete disaster.
Well, it's complete cock-up.
The BOM website is a mega fail.
It's just nonsense. They have reduced functionality on the new site.
We had farmers who were saying they needed to move sheep and they didn't know what the weather was doing.
We'd shorn some sheep, so been watching the weather every 6 to 12 hours just to make sure the sheep were okay. You know, even from yesterday, for example, trying to find what the observations were for yesterday on the current site is challenging.
It's been certainly something that caused massive...
Yeah, and I mean, while it doesn't really matter for someone like me who's living in a city, except I might get wet if I don't know the rain's coming, you know, for people in regional and rural areas, Justine, it's just vital.
Yes.
Because they need this accurate information. Now, one of the concerns was the colour had changed on the rain radar. Just tell me what happened there.
So there was a few things that were different about how the radar was displayed. One of them was that it went to a whole of Australia map where they merged all of the radars across the country. So that information was presented in a different way. And so you needed to zoom in to find your area as opposed to clicking on a specific radar. So it was a different way of navigating it. But also the way the information was presented was different. And in particular was something called the rain reflectivity as a standard setting. So there was the original kind of colour that people were used to, that dark red or blue to show how heavy the rain is going to be. But that had changed as the standard setting. So in the upgrade, it was the rain rate in millimetres per hour. Another one was the estimation of how much rain you're going to get. So it was just very confusing and different to how people had been able to access that information on the previous website. So that was one of the very first things that the BOM did change. They took on that feedback quite early and they reverted it back to the old version.
Customers have told us that they're more comfortable interpreting rainfall with the DBZ scale. So this is what you'll now see when you open up the rain radar and weather map. We are continuing to review community feedback to help us deliver website improvements.
Okay, and everyone was pretty happy about that.
Yes.
Of course, there was other problems too, like it wouldn't allow you to enter GPS coordinates, and that really worried the Nationals leader, David Littleproud, who really demanded that that be fixed and there be a review.
Previously, you could put a GPS setting into the site and you could have your location identified on that map. So you could see those fronts coming through. If they don't have that information, then effectively they're running blind.
Other concerns, though, Justine, too, right? Because, like, fire safety information, you know, that was really hard to navigate too.
Yes, that's right. So on the new website, it doesn't include all of the information that was on the previous website. And the Bureau of Meteorology has said that it will be moving all of that information over at some point. But here we are in the, you know, the start of the fire season. And one of the things that's not there is the fire danger index. So for example, in the extreme category, the number is anywhere from 50 to 99. It's a big range. So a fire that would start on a day that's an extreme fire danger day that's 50 would behave in a very different way to a fire that started on an extreme day at 99 or 90. So for people in bushfire-prone areas, they use this information to make decisions about what they're going to do. And that's something that caused a lot of anxiety and concern. And we also spoke to volunteer firefighters in Victoria who use that information and know of residents and people who live in bushfire-prone areas that use this information all the time, particularly in fire seasons.
So we use it to know how dangerous the day is going to be, basically. And it makes a big difference for people using, you know, not just lighting fires or having campfires, but even using farming equipment, welding, general stuff that a lot of people do on the farm.
All right. And just to put this into perspective, the website gets almost 2 million visits a day. So what I want to do now, though, Justine, is look at why it costs so much to build a new website that no one really likes. Mm. It was Michael Logan, who is a meteorologist at the Bureau, who first came out and said the cost for the website was $4.1 million.
The design of the website itself was just around the $4 million mark. And that's, you know, worked that cost ranged over a couple of years as we went through the whole consultation process with the community and adjusted to feedback.
But then, Justine, you did start doing some adding up of your own, right?
Yes.
And you found that the figure was probably a lot more than that, something like $78 million, according to your calculations. So just tell me what you were doing.
Yes. So we were contacted by people who had worked within the program to redo this website. And I looked into this and had a look into the tender documents on the federal government's website. And we found just one tender alone for $78 million that was about developing the software and digital infrastructure to make the website work. Essentially, it was much more than that $4 million.
Yeah, and then, of course, we heard from the BOM's new CEO, that's Stuart Minchin. He then came out and revealed the total was actually $96 million.
So yes, he said, I think it's $96.5 million is what they're now saying is the total figure for that website build.
There was perhaps a communication error made at the time where the exact question that was asked by the journalist at the time, which was about the website design costs, was answered rather than a more holistic answer. I can commit that on taking the helm of the Bureau, I wanted to make that as transparent as possible and be open and honest with the Australian people. But the website front end, if you like, is just the tip of the iceberg. Underlying that is a huge system that takes tens of thousands of instruments across the Australian region, satellite imagery, brings that into a supercomputer where the modelling is done out to production systems in order to make the forecast. And the entire system had to be replaced after...
Well, that the public was told the lower figure initially has not really impressed many people, including the Environment Minister, Murray Watt. He's now spoken to the new CEO and he says he really needs to prove that the website is delivering value for money.
I think the BOM has got some explaining to do. What the BOM had said to me was that there were other elements of the website design that did increase the costs, but I understand that people are very concerned about that amount of money, and that's why I've asked the new CEO to get on top of what occurred.
Why don't we just briefly then consider whether the $96 million is perhaps value for money. Now, look, the BOM website, it was pretty old. We may have liked it, but it was old, right? And it wasn't, Justine, secure.
Yeah, that's right. 10 years ago, there was a cyber attack on the BOM.
The cyber attack on the Weather Bureau has been described by intelligence officials as pervasive. An infection spread far and wide through its information technology systems. The ABC's been told that the classified brief to government said there was no real alternative to fixing it other than replacing all of the Bureau's computer systems.
And there are some other failures of the system and shutdowns and things like that. So it was very clear 10 years ago that the website and the whole BOM security system was not up to scratch, and that there was a real risk that Australians may not be able to access forecasts for days or months. So it was very clear that this website and the whole IT system needed to be upgraded. So that program has been 10 years in the making. And so we're now at this point where the website has been launched and all of that other work has been going on behind the scenes. And now we know that that figure for the website was $96.5 million. That question is now, is that too much? I do know that the Bureau of Meteorology has said that this website is now more accessible for people who have vision impairment and who couldn't actually access the website in its previous form. So that's certainly an improvement there. But there are still many, many concerns about the other information and the way that it's been presented for people who use it and rely on it every day.
It sounds like Stuart Minchin, the new CEO, is going to have to actually show the government that this website did deliver value for money. So a bit of pressure on him now. But, you know, it does sound like the BOM has really bombed out, Justine, on this, because I guess the messaging was all wrong, right, from the beginning. And Australians are so invested in the weather. We trust in this website, we need it, and we look at it all of the time.
And there have certainly been questions about whether enough people knew that the website was changing on that day, on the 22nd of October. I know there was a lot of surprise and a lot of concern when it did change. People thought there was actually just a system failure on that day and they had just a basic website available. They didn't really know that this was coming. And people have relied on this Bureau of Meteorology website for decades and this weather information for decades. And for it to change so quickly, especially at this time with the climate changing and also storm season, bushfire season upon us, it's been really difficult.
Justine Longmore is the ABC's lead rural reporter in Victoria. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.